Blog Talk Radio.
And we will be back with you.
Excuse my charisma, like an escape prisoner. Hoes got me in some hot pursuit, cause I can shoot my jizma like a fire hose. I suppose my glow and shine is my proof from the truth. Groups of hoes love my stigma. I'm aloof and gone with my ninja poop, like anything with foes. Hoes fucking netting holes with my action figure. Drain snoop, stop the coop. And your two players switching with my froze on my toes. King of pop hoes. It's a life is a shit of fire brains out. Ozzy, jump off the lights into the pit. Kamikaze. Has a platter. Head burn a brick wall until your skull shatter. Let a whore sit on your face, 400 pounds of fatter. Don't matter. Fuck your step, sister, pussy drama. Kid that church of Scientology, a suicide bomber. I'll be the first to admit it gets worse. I'm a sex addict. Gotta stab your daughter, sister, or your mama. Ha ha. Niece, cousin, auntie, grandma. I'm going back in. Okay. Seen an elephant and a chipmunk fucking and tongue kissing. Is that statutory? Do you fuck fizzle? I ain't dissing. Used to have rock guitars, but now they Bobby Mars missing. Fade into obscurity, got one chance. Don't blow this, didn't make it. Fell underneath, no heart to show with some haters. Cause it's ICB, they hear and know this. And downgrade their record companies like retards.
Ogres.
Talking to myself to commit a mass murder. Barbecue their bodies, want some cheese on your ass, burger.
Get served, I'm Shaggy the Clown. Ran up in Detroit, Southwest, 40 miles out of Pittsburgh. I flip birds, 40 bottles through your mouth, Joey.
You've got your own fucking album out.
So? Real killer all day and forever.
Ever.
When will we expire or retire? Bitch, never. Every week we complete and freak a brand new endeavor. I'm trying to fuck with me, Peyton. She always hating, though.
Whatever.
Nova Kaka swallow, blow the product, gay strong. I'm trying to hit that net and I don't want to do no gay song. You looking for the rug? Shit. I'm looking for a rug down. Erotic City, uptown. The psychopathic scrub cup. Popping two Adderall, three Viagras and Molly. Fucking two drunk cougars, backseat of a Denali. Everything you need just drop a complete miss. But George Daddy's pocket's deeper than the abyss. Nice offices, a studio that everyone uses. So you must be magic. Every movie I'll make loses. Paper chasing toilet paper.
To my mama, I'm hotter than lava clean. You a wannabe, I'm bombing your team. Now it's a trauma scene that's choppering. I have you missing like Hopper, like Dr. King. I got a dream and a vision so proper. When it comes to cash, I'm a monster. Cause all I do is see guap. And I got the worst stuff in the pussy. That's a G-spot, keep sleeping on me. I'm in your dreams like Hooga. Fuck how you feeling, I'm a villain just like Lex Luthor. And your hoe, I'm a doer. She about to blow like a tuba. You talking wrong? I'm letting go of that Ruger. I be laughing about your rapping while I'm cracking the ruler. Shout out to psychopathic for splitting them half of that Ruger. They ain't live as I tear it up like a Ruger. It's a small thing to an alien and they be soft as a looper. Jay, motherfuckers already know that kind for show. I'ma ride when I load that nine and I blow your mind for the flow of the grind. Yes, I'm a pro when I rhyme. Roam in the prime and I go and I climb for the dough. I climb and I go my side. Better get it running when I come for your throat and your spine. Let it go get your swine. I'm a man of my word and I'll always be ahead. I'm a bust, feel that rush. So you know it's me. Fly City certified monster. You dig to her Lizzle.
Seventeen,
Glacier.
Seventeen,
the busting mic. It ain't a dream. It's the ball.
Seventeen.
kitchen the other day. She goes, right? I go in there, wow, and there's those. I was like, what the hell? Oh, my God. I wish I could. It's not my fault that the studio is just too loud. Everybody, just want to let everybody know that the stimulus check is coming out. Okay. Just want to let everybody know that everybody should have the $1,200 by April 16th. Everybody should have their checks on to their card if it is direct deposit. Well, to also want to let everybody also know too that as what it is showing right here, that your former Vice President Joe Biden is leading President Donald Trump by 8 points. And of course, the voting has not even started yet. But on to the poll, it is showing that Joe Biden is winning by 8 points. So, this is pretty much up to everybody about who do you actually really want to win the presidential vote. Do you want Joe Biden, or do you want Donald Trump? To hear everybody's opinions, and to speak your opinion on everything, please give us a call. And that phone number again is 914-205-5367. That phone number again is 914-205-5367. Give us a call, let us know about what you all think about who you would want to win the presidential and why. Do you want Joe Biden to win, or do you want President Trump to win? I believe that pretty much that Joe Biden is, I don't believe that he is pretty much able to sit there and become president. I don't believe he is fit for president. I do believe that he is doing just as well as vice president, and that he should stay as vice president. Now, Joe Biden has sat there and said, video, why he is being, quarantine at his own house because of this COVID-19. That he is doing well. But at the same point in time, we also want to say that why can't President Trump just be a president? I believe that pretty much that we need somebody else in there besides President Trump, and we need somebody in there besides Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders has dropped out of the race. And why did he drop out of the race? I don't think that nobody knows. But as what is this right here, that the survey shows Biden with the support of 49% of voters. Why Trump trails at 41%. The former vice president also leads Trump with key voting blocks, including independent women and black voters, according to the poll. Shows Trump with his highest approval rating since at least last fall. 45% of the respondents said that they approve of the job Trump is doing in office, up to 4 points from 41% last month and 7 points from his low of 38% in October of 2019. Job in office, but that's a poll found. Biden has held the status a prohibited front runner in the contest for more than a month. But he has effectively secured his spot as the presidential on Thursday after Bernie Sanders, his only remaining revival in the primary contest, to finish his campaign. That means that he will almost certainly face Trump in November in what is expected to be a massively expensive and bitter general election campaign. Over the 2020 presidential race is the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, an economic fallout that has rocked nation in recent weeks. Trump has sought to cast himself as a wartime president. The crisis after facing early delayed response to the outbreak. Now, the poll shows that it's slightly majorly of Americans. 51% believe that Biden would do a better job managing a crisis than Trump. Conversely, handling the crisis, the poll surveyed 2,077 cells has registered voters by phone from April 2nd through the 6th. Margin of errors of +-22%. So once again, like I said, if anybody believes that Biden should win presidential, please give us a call and please let us know. If you think that Trump should win the presidential, we would love to be able to hear everybody's opinions and what they think and everything else. But I do want to say that right now, that is actually listening to the show. Now, it is showing into the United States, 88.52% people in the United States is listening to the show. While in United Kingdom, 3.28% is listening. Canada is 3.28% that is listening. Brazil, 3.28% is listening. And in India, 1.64% is listening to my show. And I really want to thank everybody from the United States to the United Kingdom, to Canada, to Brazil, and India, for all of the people sitting here and listening to my show. I want to thank everybody calling in and actually listening. Now, I do want to say is that I do appreciate all of my fans, all of them. And I also want to also thank the caller that has called in on all of my shows with the 6 month calling in and listening to my shows. Now, let's see on maybe what else. Else that we can actually get into. There you go. If that's a coronavirus death or rising in Virginia, New Jersey nursing homes. At least 43 residents have died since the mid-March. Yeah. 43 residents. And it's stating a pair of nursing homes, one in Virginia and another one in New Jersey, are in crisis mode. Coronavirus death tolls that rival the number of factories at a Seattle area nursing home that was the early epicenter of the United States outbreak. The deaths at Centerbury Reed County near Richmond, about 115 miles from south of Washington, D.C., has more than doubled in the past 5 days. Residents started contacting the virus in the middle of March. The center reported its 33 deaths on Wednesday. Among the current residents, 49 has experienced the virus's related symptoms, ranging from severe to mild, but 35 has tested negative. At least 25 Canterbury healthcare workers have tested positive for the virus, killing at least 10 residents and likely contributing to deaths of 27 others over the past 2 weeks. 6 residents have been hospitalized, 70 are ill, and dozens of staff members have been diagnosed or are awaiting tests for results, according to official and inside sources. The homes, 394 staff members, 17 have tested positive, and 20 are awaiting test results, documents show. In Washington State, King County, which counts 230 coronavirus-related deaths, at least 37 has died at the Life Care Center of Kirkland, where the virus gained its international foothold in the U.S. In Maryland, at least 17 people have died of the virus due to nursing homes in Carroll County, according to the state health officials. Governor Larry Hogan said that 81 residents and 31 staff members at the factory have tested positive for the virus. Hogan, who said last week that 60 long care treatment factories are experiencing outbreaks, has established strike teams to help nursing homes with testing supplies and on-site medical. Now, what we would do is, if we want to go over as the Astros Jr. kick off his stunning political comeback on Wednesday, overcoming two failed presidential bids and months of an organizational fundraising and investing struggle to become the demonic, but the challenging of denying the party around him is just beginning. The decision by Senator Bernie Sanders, the progressive champion and Mr. Biden's chief rival, to drop out of the Democratic race, left Mr. Biden with the mighty task of energizing the many younger, more liberal voters whose power Mr. Sanders' campaign and a half long felt and at worst has harbored deep antipathy toward him. Now, Mr. Biden and his allies are hoping to quickly bring the party divided factions together after spending much of the past 2 weeks quietly with Mr. Sanders' priorities as he viewed an exit. Mr. Biden and Mr. Sanders spoke directly midday on Wednesday, according to people familiar with the conversation. The Biden's campaign is expected to starting on Thursday to highlight a series of policy positions that show how he has moved closer to Mr. Sanders on health care and other issues, and the two camps are continuing to navigate other details like the establishment of policies working groups. According to the people with direct knowledge of the plan, during a fundraiser on Wednesday, Mr. Biden suggested he would also expand his climate changes proposals. There is also the possibility of a full-fledged Sanders endorsement of Mr. Biden and a joint online appearance, although the details remaining in flux on Wednesday. Those people said Mr. Biden's campaign also had a pre-scheduled call for top contributors shortly after the news broke that Mr. Sanders has exited the race. His advisors were pressed at one point about the campaign plans to reach out to younger voters, according to a person on the call. Primary faster than many have expected, washing away concerns that Democrats would be divided deep into the summer. Now he has a chance to try to unify the party while President Trump is struggling to contain the coronavirus. finds his wife at that goodness, we can finally get to work. Dr. Jill Biden told donors in a coffee event hours after Mrs. Sanders quit the race. Personally, I actually think I don't know why the party of Sanders has dropped out of the race. I know, okay, that Trump has sat there and he has stated, okay, that he is going to bring the economy back up. And that's why he has signed off $1 trillion that he is pretty much giving out to small businesses and $1,200 to every individual, along with $2,400 that he has given out to. No. I believe in a crisis like this that everybody should be able to receive some kind of money. Just on the certain fact that this people, we are all in this together. Everybody is fighting this crisis. We are all in it together. And it doesn't matter that if you owe child support or if you don't owe child support, I do believe that everybody should be able to get a check. And I do believe that until this crisis is over, that everybody should at least get at least $2,000 every single month while that this crisis is going on. I, me personally, was running for president. I would say, yes, I do. I would agree with Bernie Sanders. I would go on ahead and I would give every single month $2,000 until the crisis is over. Donald Trump wants to point fingers at China. You did it. They know you did it. The thing is, everybody needs to quit fighting over dumb stuff. Everybody needs to put their heads together and then need to figure out how they're going to come up with a cure for all this. Now, China has already said, and they have stated, they never said, hey, why everybody else kept saying, China is saying no. Okay. And now, okay, it's pretty bad that when I've never been involved, and then all of a sudden, you know, you guys, you rush home, so people get started, and then now, and then it's like people pretty much sit with a curfew while you want a child. Now, you will be instead with a curfew now with the government. And I'm not seeing a change because people go out. Okay, it has to be a side. And they're out there and they are still spread. Really not doing anything. But you should think, hey, you know, we don't want to. Owl, it's not. Okay. I've sat here and I have watched Donald Trump on Tuesday News. Okay. And Donald Trump is probably, you know, watching him. And, you know, I have people like, oh, you know, well, you should not be out of your house. Why not? Because the government left them out. No. Yeah. Apparently, okay, we will put it onto a curfew. But, I don't know, it's like, we have to be back in. And I think what is that that the government wants to try to take control of us. They're doing everything they can. You know what? That could also be true. That's pretty much, but that's the government could take you for that. And they're like, it's not real. They go on ahead and we will hook this up. Okay. The COVID ID 19. Okay, everybody has to, you know, expect with the coronavirus going on. The COVID ID 19 is a new illness that can affect your lungs and airways. It is caused by a virus called coronavirus. Coronavirus, COVID-19, or a cough, a high temperature, and shortness of breath. So, can you still hear me? Now, simple measures like washing your hands often with soap and water can help stop viruses like the coronavirus of it spreading. Washing your hands, I don't know what that has to do, but they sit there and say, do not touch your mouth, do not touch your eyes, do not touch your nose, do not touch your face first, which makes no sense. No sense at all. Here we go. A TOEFL info on it. And it says, for a treatment, there is no cure for the COVID-19 at this time. Hope officials say some specific drugs are in development for treatment, but more research is needed. The World Health Organization debunks rumors about false treatments on the Meth Busters page. I also heard, too, and don't know how this is because I don't have the COVID, and I don't smoke meth, okay? but honestly, this is actually supposed to be a cure for the COVID-19. I heard that if you smoke meth,
it's
a cure. Okay. My thing is, I don't care about smoking meth. I care about getting laid. That's what I care about. I care about actually getting laid. Who wants to smoke meth when they can pretty much get laid? I mean, that sounds reasonable, doesn't it? You're trading meth in for pussy, yeah, I mean. Now, I don't actually know that if you actually smoke meth and get laid, that if you would actually, I never actually looked that up. But what we are going to do is that we are going to go and we are going to play another song. And we will be back in a short period of time. The song that we are going to play now is T.I. What You Know.
Where I'm holding all the work, yeah. What you know about that? What you know about that?
Tuesday. We are now back. But yeah, but back to what I was saying. I don't know. Scientists say that smoking meth. Yeah, I don't know how true that is. But that's what they're saying. It's a cure. Now I don't ever. I'm not trying to promote no one to do drugs. And so on ahead to see about the update. On to coronavirus. Tough stories. Now, this makes no sense. Now, the CDC outline has said that that employees can go back to work, even if they've been exposed. Scientists warned that the virus might not fade in warm weather. So now they are now saying that even if you have been exposed to the COVID-19 virus, that you're still able to still go back to work. So, my thing is, the government wants to quarantine you if you have the virus, but now they're saying, if you have the virus, it's okay. You can just go back to work and spread it out to more damn people. So, if anybody call at 914-205-5367, we have exactly 57 minutes remaining into the show. Okay, everybody, we are going to take an hour break. We are going to play a kid's song. And yes, I am. And we have, matter of fact, this is going to be a surprise. So can we please have a drum roll, please? Thank you.
Thank you.
We are going to play Baby Shark.
Pod on the Mobile Sound. The best.
Here we go. Scientists have found massive Acilli stream creature in the deep sea.
You got my letter?
Oh.
That's all right, Matt.
Mm-hmm. And I was out there tonight, and I do have to say, I do have to thank us. There we go. Coronavirus cases in Florida has topped 15,400 as deaths toll is 309. The Florida coronavirus death toll climbed past 300 on Wednesday as the number of confirmed cases in the state. Total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Florida is now at 15,456, according to the State Department of Health. In addition to the 309 deaths, nearly 2,000 people were hospitalized throughout the state. Does anybody know about who actually has the most deaths right now? Ohio cases. It has been confirmed 5,148. We have had 193 plus 25 more deaths in Ohio. And to the United States, there's been 434,118 plus now 33,326 confirmed deaths has been 14,800 plus another 1,899. And to the United States, 15,800. Spain has had 14,792 deaths. Italy has had 17,669 deaths. Germany has had 2,280 deaths. France has had 10,869 deaths. China mainland has had 3,335 deaths. That is fucking bullshit. Iran has had 4,003 deaths. That is also fucking bullshit. The UK has had 7,097. Turkey has had 812. But they have 38,226. Switzerland has had 23,280 cases with 895 deaths. Netherlands has had 20,549 cases and 2,248 deaths. Canada has had 19,277 cases, 435 deaths. Brazil has had 16,195 cases. 822 people has died. And yeah, is pretty much Saturday. Let's see who has had the most. The most people that has had more deaths. And of course, the United States would be ranked number one. The United States has recovered 23,774. On Michigan. Now, in Michigan cases, there has been 20,346 confirmed, 959 plus another 114 deaths. And 5 people has recovered. Here we go. In New York, it they have had confirmed 149,316 plus another 10,453 confirmed. They have had 6,268 deaths plus an extra 779. In recovered, they have had 15,911 plus 1,321. Pennsylvania has had confirmed 16,239 plus 1,608 confirmed. And their total deaths is 310 plus 70. And their recovered is zero. What we need to do, okay? We are going to make everybody happy. We are going to make a bunch of squeaks, right? And we want to call this the coronavirus. Okay, we want to stick the little the little symbol of the coronavirus onto like the cupcake and stuff. And then we will call it the coronavirus. And then we'll go out there and like, here, let me give you one of these coronaviruses. And then if you eat the coronavirus, then you no longer have to be scared of the coronavirus. Because you have power that you ate it. Right? There's actually a place, I don't know what place it is, but they actually came out with the coronavirus burger. It's a little hooked up to see where that's actually from. But we might have to take a trip out to buy one. Here is the news about the coronavirus burger. And want them to have it. We still have to go. So, as what it's saying here is that Burger King and Popeyes will take their employee temperatures and offer them a bonus because of the coronavirus outbreak. Now, McDonald's exclusive pay cuts as COVID-19 pandemic caused March sales to plunge. Coronavirus leads Burger King and Tim Hortons parents in North Hollywood. Coronavirus chains is offering free food and delivery. Malibu coronavirus chains offers free food and delivery. Coronavirus chains offer free food and delivery. Highland Park coronavirus chains offering free food and delivery. Yeah, this is it right here. This is it. a coronavirus theme burger. And it is small bits of dough are shaped to despite like proteins that protrude out from the virus cell and then attached to the bun, which are then baked. Cheese is added and customers may request any of the usual burger fixings like lettuce, tomato, and onion. Virus burger. It says small bits of dough are shaped into the spike-like proteins that protrude out from the virus cells and then attached to the bun, which are then baked. Then a beef patty topped with cheese is added, and customers may request any of the usual burger fixings like lettuce and mayo. That actually sounds pretty damn good. And it just makes me want to go and have one. So, let's see what else. Oh my hell, let's talk about the weather. The weather is 63 degrees. Rain and showers. Everybody, we will be right back. I'm going to initial break. We're going to play another song.
Yeah, bitch, call me Steve. Oh, I'm a wild boy, fuck ace I need. Oh, yeah, bitch.
Come here, boy, see me, the nigga, and to the DJ, stop the beat. Girl, the next day, so hop on the back of this bike and roll. Let's roll now. I never let someone straight up disrespect you. I never let someone call you out your name. I'll always be the one that runs up to protect you. Cause I know if I was down, you'd come and do the same. So let's pack it up and move our life to Nashville. Build a studio in that house and do our thing. And I'll take you rockin', we'll go honky-tonkin'. Get drunk and fall in Tennessee, love. Tennessee, love. Fall in Tennessee, love. Fall in Tennessee, love. Ain't no use in us speaking, but it's our life, ain't it, baby? So ain't no use in us taking a chance with it. So I promise that I'll work with my patience. Someday, if we get lucky and we grow, we get old, we'll look back and laugh about the circus and the show. But for now, we live it up, we spin it up, and we go to the last call in every bar in this town. Turn the lights on and close, you and me now. I never let someone straight up disrespect you. I never let someone call you out your name. I'll always be the one that runs up to protect you. Cause I know if I was down, you'd come and do the same. So let's pack it up and move our life to Nashville. Build a studio in that house and do our thing. And I'll take it rockin', we'll go honky-tonkin'. Get drunk and fall in Tennessee, love. Tennessee, love. Fall in Tennessee, love. Fall in Tennessee, love. Fall in Tennessee, love.
When I first met you, I was so broke, and I tried to hide behind the Alabama pines, praying that you didn't know about my problems, cause I couldn't bear to see. When you found out all that happened, your little heart was broke, and I had to earn it back, and I learned it back, that money don't fix that shit, not tattoos, and I love yous, it's trust that I had to get. I'm sorry that I never hurt you for anything that I did. Can I put this ring on your finger, that you know that I'm serious? Marry me now. I never let someone straight up disrespect you. I never let someone call you out your name. I'll always be the one that runs up to protect you. Cause I know if I was down, you'd come and do the same. So let's pack it up and move our life to Nashville. Build a studio in that house and do our thing. And I'll take it rockin', we'll go honky-tonkin'. Get drunk and fall in Tennessee, love. Tennessee, love.
Falling in a sea love. All right, everybody, we are now back. Just want to let everybody know that if you want to call in, call at 914-205-5367. That phone number again is 914-205-5367. Or you can go check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com/anonymousradioshow. Everybody, we now have 13 minutes left into the show. 13 minutes through things about the COVID-19, and we will keep keeping you guys updated on that. But every day, we've been talking about our government, the election coming up. I think it's November, September, something like that. Like I said, so far the polls is actually that Biden is up by 8 points right now, and the election has not even went on at all. So from now to the election, all that can change. Donald Trump might be able to get back in as president, or Joe Biden might also that lead and might actually become on your president. Like I said, if anybody has their opinions on who they would like to be our president, like I said, please give us a call. We would love to hear you guys' opinions. And today, the government, COVID-19, we have played music, and the show is almost done for today. But you guys are more welcome to check us back out tomorrow night at 11. Anybody wants to call in, that's the number again, it's 914-205-5367. And like I said, I also want to thank the people who has decided that they are going to listen to my show. Thank you very much. The United States is at 88.52%. I want to thank the United States on that. The United Kingdom is at 3.28%. Canada is at 3.28%. Brazil is at 3.28%. India, thank you so much for the 1.64 Anonymous Radio Show. We are one of the best shows on here. And keep letting everybody know to listen to our show, because we will be having more news about our shitty government, along with yours and everybody else's. And we will keep you updated on the COVID-19, which I pretty much think is bullshit. And we will keep on playing more songs for you guys. And if anybody has a request on the phone, make sure that you let us know. And if we don't have it, we will make sure we will put it on there for you onto the next upcoming show. But like I said, I want to thank the people who's following me. Make sure that you spread this out to all of your family members. This is not suitable for children, so don't let them listen to the shit. But pass radio show out to your neighbors. And let's keep the ratings going. And like I said, you guys can check us out every single night at 11:30. So make sure that you call in. Or make sure that you just get onto your computer and you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/anonymousradioshow. And you listen to what perhaps that we have to say next. We've exactly got about 7 minutes remaining into the show. Good night. Talking bullshit and everything else. And like I said, I want to thank all of my followers who's following my show. I want to thank the 614 area code who is calling, has called in and listened to the show every single night. Like I said, this is not children, it's rated R. Don't let them listen to it. And yes, like in the next 6 minutes, it will be time to go get some food. Run out and go get some lunch because. But yeah, we've actually got 5 minutes remaining into the show. I want to let everybody know that we are going to end the show right now. We are going to end the show right now. I want to thank each and every one of my followers. Like I said, keep following me. If anybody has any music that you want to hear, just go on ahead. Like I said, just give us a call onto the show that night. We will have it on air for you the next night. We would love to be able to get people on air talking. But before we go, I just want to let everybody know that right about now that I am working very, very hard to try to get the WWE Hall of Famer, Mick Foley, to the show. So, I'll keep you guys updated on that. I know that he's been pretty much of the videos that I've seen of the whole virus thing going on. He's been quarantined. But of the South, in the show we are going to end the show. We've got exactly about 2 minutes remaining, so we're going to go on ahead with the show tonight. Thank you, everybody. This is Anonymous Radio Show, and I am your host, Ernest Brown, and we will catch you back here tomorrow at 11:30.